This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
36 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. It was an interesting weekend for the Colorado Buffaloes. They're 6-3. They lose over the weekend, but against two absolute powerhouses that are going to do big things this year. Joining us now to talk about those Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Mark, my friend, what did you learn about CU over the weekend, man?
Well, I learned they got to grow up a little bit, become more consistent. I like the comment that Tad Boyle had here a couple of days ago. He said, we're not a good team, but we're a dangerous team. And what he's talking about is it's a young squad that, as you mentioned, played a top five and a top 13 team at UCLA and Tennessee and wants to be playing at that level, but went out there and played inconsistent basketball. I mean, there were moments, there were stretches where they played very well, and there were stretches they played like they looked like a bunch of freshmen and sophomores out there. They got to figure that out very quickly because, you know, you've got a very solid team tonight coming in. I mean, Eastern Washington just beat Washington State, who's having a great non-conference slate, by the way. Beat them on November 27th. Then you got the CSU Bakersfield and Milwaukee coming up. Bakersfield's been outstanding. He knocked off a Pac-12 team or two. And then he's jumping to league play again. So, a very talented squad. There's no doubt about it, Brett. You and I have been talking about that leading up to the season now for a couple of months. But, boy, they've got to figure out how to be consistent and play like they're as talented as they are. And I think that's the big issue that Tad Boyle is trying to decipher right now.
It is interesting, though. You look at these two teams in Tennessee and UCLA, and you look and you say, those two teams are going to be doing some big things. But like you said, the Buffs had some moments there where you thought, are they going to come back, make these both of these games kind of interesting? But like you said, too many inconsistencies ultimately led both programs to walk away with the win, kind of run away at the end.
Yeah, you know, the game in Westwood here last week, for example, I mean, Colorado had a real bad 6 minutes late in the first half. They were down by, what was it, 11 or 12, I think, at the half, pulled within four in the second half. But, you know, I've been saying this ever since I started doing the Buffs 18 years ago. It's easy to come back. It's hard to come back and win, especially against very good teams. And you're not going to do that very often. And we learned that very early in the season. The Buffs were playing around with fire all the time and taking a little hold and not playing well, let teams hang around. They didn't come back and win at the very end. Well, you can do that against probably the vast majority of teams in college basketball. You're not going to do that against the top 20 teams in the country. It's just not going to happen. And so, you know, they got to figure that out. And then, you know, they had their defensive issues. Kennedy Chandler, the McDonald's All-American point guard for Tennessee last Sunday, I mean, he had his way with the Buffaloes. I mean, Colorado, it was the most basic thing in the world. They were running a pick-and-roll up top, and the Buffs tried a number of different ways to handle it and couldn't do it. Now, you know, you got a guy like Eli Parquet, who was an all Pac-12 defensive player, guy that was competing for the defensive player of the year in the Pac-12 a year ago, and he's not living up to his billing. He's not playing defense the way that he's supposed to, and the rest of this team is doing much of the same. And so, you know, these guys have got to start playing better basketball, be more consistent, play with more intensity, play with the purpose of the defensive end, you know, because they can score the ball. That's no issue whatsoever. And a lot of young players, they like to score the ball. They like to play defense, and this team's learning some hard lessons right now.
We're talking to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. The Buffs sitting at 6-3, several tests in the road before we get into the full-on Pac-12 play. One of those, like you said, Eastern Washington, the Big Sky Conference. Some people tend to overlook that conference, but people like you, Mark, people in the know that watch college basketball, there's a lot of good teams in that conference.
Well, there's no doubt. And you know, I know I've seen and read a couple of articles where people are like, whoa, this team, you know, they won 18 games and won the Big Sky Tournament Championship a year ago. That is true. And then they lost all five starters plus two letter winners and have totally restocked this thing. And so they've got 10 or 11 new players, some of them transfers. They're playing some pretty good basketball right now. Now they're 4-4. They played a real road-heavy schedule, but they've got a couple of guys who are putting up some pretty impressive numbers. And they can beat anybody, as they proved by beating Washington State. Washington State's having, like I said, a real nice non-conference slate so far. They've got one or two losses, so they're playing some very good basketball. So, and listen, at this point, with the inconsistencies that Colorado is playing with, and I think I told you this off the top, they can't overlook anybody. You know, I've said they're going to beat a team or two. They probably should. They're losing a game. They probably shouldn't at some point in time. But, you know, you look back to that Southern Illinois game down at the Virgin Islands, that's one they should not have lost. Now, when you lose to a number 5 and a number 13 in the country, those aren't bad losses. But they're losses that if you go down swinging and you're playing good basketball, you can accept a game that doesn't go your way. when you play inconsistent and you kill yourself, those are the losses you can't accept. And that's what Tad's struggling with right now.
So, Mark, where are the Buffs right now as far as where you kind of thought they would be at this stage, sitting at 6-3?
Well, I figured probably 7-2 right now. That's really where I thought they'd be at this point in time. So it's not like they're having a crazy bad year, and no one's pushing the panic button at this point in time. It's just this team's got to start growing up. And so I knew there was going to be inconsistencies early in the campaign. They're dealing with that right now. They're going to find answers. Listen, the one thing we've learned about Tad over the course of 12 seasons or 11 seasons prior to this one is his teams get better as the year goes on. And so you certainly expect that. He's a quality coach. They're going to grow up. They're going to learn some lessons. And they'll be playing better basketball once they jump, wholly into a Pac-12 conference play here right around the first of the year. And so I don't think, listen, like I said, it's not like everyone's going, holy cow, this is a disaster. No, they're 6-3. Take care of your non-conference slate here. You got potentially a 9-3 record going to that game with a top 10 team in Kansas coming up. So there's another great opportunity to learn here coming up on the 21st of December. And so they've got some opportunities here. So, if you win that one, fantastic. You'd be 10-3. If you lose it, you're 9-4. You've got three losses against top 15 teams. You can go to the Pac-12 conference play. But what you want to see here is just a continued improvement. Work on the consistency. Be a better defensive team. They've been a decent rebounding team, but not been a great rebounding team. And, defensive rebounding, those two things that Tad talks about all the time, the cornerstones of his program. And so, there's a lot of room to grow. And a lot of room to learn. They've got to figure things out.
Yeah, you said it, I think, last week, is they don't know what they don't know. And those losses, you hate to see them, but maybe that will help this team learn and put them in better positions, when they do go up against some of those, the Pac-12 teams, of course, and trying to build upon that resume for the big dance. What time do you guys get rolling tonight, Mark?
Well, to your point, there's that old cowboy saying that, there are three ways to learn. Some people got to see it, some people got to hear it, and some people got to pee in the electric fence. It's pleasant. And this team here, I think, is one of those that's got to pee in the electric fence just to learn the lesson. So tonight we go on the air at 5:30 to Colorado Basketball Network. We'll tip it off at 6 o'clock tonight.
Looking forward to that one. Hey, I wanted to get your thoughts on this one, Mark. Brett McMurphy put this out a few hours ago. NCAA President Mark Emmert said, quote, "Being a university president is the hardest job in America," end quote. Do you agree or disagree with that take?
It's got its difficulties, but let's be real honest. It's not the hardest job in America. You got to have a little sense of context when you make comments like that. And I don't think he. I think maybe if I always used to say to my kids all the time, say it out loud, right? Say something out loud, and then take a listen to it. I think if Mark Emmert had a chance to say that out loud and listen to it before he actually said it, he probably want to. Saying it's a very difficult job, it's a challenging job, I think we can all fully understand that. I think there are many people, first responders out there, men and women in the military, those kind of things are much harder jobs than being an athletic, or rather a president of an institution. So, maybe not the correct way of saying that. He might choose his words a little bit differently if he had a second chance.
I don't know why I went to this, but it reminds me of when Jeff Breidich, former GM for the Rockies, was saying that being a general manager in baseball was like you basically like being a brain surgeon, the same exact thing. And I get it. You and I can say that over a couple of beers or something at Bruce's, but you just don't say it with a big microphone and right up to your mouth.
Well, no, have some context. I mean, this is a great example of somebody getting caught up within themselves, right? I got in trouble a few years ago. I won't name the coach. We were doing a coach's show, and I made some comment about, the game, figuring things out. When I played, and this coach looked at me and said, "You didn't play Division I basketball. You have no concept of what it's like at this level, coaching or playing." And I said, "Well, I've been covering it for a long time," and I said, "Keep in mind, we're not talking about brain surgery here. For goodness, we're not curing cancer. We're playing a game." And the coach got very upset with me, and we got into a heck of a back and forth. But a lot of times, people get caught up within themselves, right? And they think what they're doing is much more important than it actually is. From an overall general standpoint across the globe, and sometimes we kind of lose ourselves a little bit. I think that was the case here.
I think that's an interesting thought, too, because this kind of goes back to what we've been talking about. Obviously, CSU made big news with their new hire. Steve Adazio, a lot of times in his press conferences, as things would get frustrating, would say things like, "Hey, if you know football, then you know what we're doing here." Yeah, I always think that's funny. It's like, you don't have to be an actor or a director to have an opinion on a movie, but why is sports different? We don't have to have played at that level to have a real opinion and an idea of what's going on.
I've always said, Brady, that nobody, gloats what they do more than football coaches. All right? They make it sound like they literally are curing cancer all the time.
Yeah.
Is it a difficult job? Sure, it's a difficult job. Is it, this unbelievable task there's a handful of people in the world can possibly comprehend it? Absolutely not. Anytime you start hearing a coach make those kinds of, bloated comments, I think all of us kind of roll our eyes a little bit. It wasn't that many years ago when somebody says, this ain't intramurals, brother, right? Okay, we all remember that comment. And when you start getting guys making those kind of comments, that's when you know, generally speaking, the end is near. And we found that out in the case that I'm talking about and the ones you're talking about. When you start making those crazy comparisons and claiming that nobody can possibly understand the difficulty of what you're doing, you're coaching a game, partner. Let's keep it in total context here. And when they start making those kind of comments, I know that what's the old line they always use? You jump the shark, like the old Happy Days series.
Yeah.
They jumped the shark at that point.
No, I tend to agree. It always was something that kind of drove me crazy. I'm glad we brought that up and kind of went into it. But, Mark, always appreciate you, my man. I can talk to you about anything, and love rolling with you on this show each and every week. So you take care of yourself. We'll be looking out tonight. Big one tonight for the Buffs.
I look forward to it. Hey, congratulations to the CSU fans up there. I know it's always an exciting time when you hire a new football coach. Coach Norvell's got a great resume, so it'll be interesting to see how that works.
Yeah, very interesting, right? Crossover in the Mountain West Conference. It's never happened in this conference, and it doesn't happen a lot in some of these Group of Five conferences. So tough blow for Nevada, but yeah, exciting for CSU for sure.
You bet. I know they're excited up there. And like I said, I hope he has great success, with the exception of when they play the Buffalo.
I hear you, my friend. Mark, we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
All right, see you, buddy.
All right, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. You see how I was diplomatic at the end when he said he hopes that the Rams don't have success against the Buffs? Yeah, I was diplomatic. 48 after the hour. We got the David Roddy Show coming up, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, one of the best basketball players maybe in the country. He's certainly the best in the state. We're going to talk to David in the second hour. Get those questions lined up for David. Kind of the random questions. I got the Nightmare Before Christmas one for David. That's what we got from one of the texters already. Is it a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie? So apparently it's movie themed because Steve commented as well, and he said he wants to know Hoosiers or Rudy. So it's a movie-themed day, I guess, for David Roddy. So we'll do that in the second hour. Love talking to David, and we'll get to that in the 1 o'clock hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Short break coming up. We'll be right back.
You want nuggets insights? Then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.